Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
What a Saturday. Game day, especially from the collegiate standpoint. Shout out to all the high school ballers that balled out. Had a chance to go with it. Max, you know how thrilled we are, man, just to have a shot at it. Going through what we've gone through, dealing with what we've had to deal with in the past. Brand new landscape on it. So how pumped up are you,
dude,
about this football weekend?
It's been a minute since we've done a show together, Doc. It has been a long time. I don't even know what our record was last time we talked. But every day I'm walking on air. Like, Linnell and I have been talking about it. I really didn't think that we would be sitting in this chair this quickly. Sorry, Lowell.
Lowell.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You threw me off. But, I don't know who Linnell was. Okay.
I remember sitting in a college classroom reading the news that Dan Snyder was finally selling the team and just dreaming about a situation like this. And the fact that it's reality now it's unbelievable. I really can't, like, it's so hard to describe just how good of a feeling it is knowing that we have competency. Like, people, we have adults in the room now. It's awesome.
Well, it gives you a chance,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you want. It doesn't mean you win, but when you have a competent power, is intoxicating. It also makes people that are inexperienced do dumb things. And what happens is that in most cases, they end up hiring friends. And there's nothing wrong with that. You want to take care of people that you like. And that's important. But smart people that understand the game understand that you have to win to maintain ownership, to maintain your job. And the toughest part about pro football is that the importance of the unsung heroes. Strength and conditioning coaches, training staffs, the assistant quarterback coach, the assistant tight end coach, the assistant running back coach. This team is locked in, man. They are the coaches, but the coaching staff, and they got no holes.
Yeah,
they pull a guy from the practice squad, they produce instantly.
This coaching staff really has continued to show, and it's kind of a big story in the NFL this year that coaching matters, and it matters a lot.
Well, it's teachers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thing that you have to remember is that to get you to buy in, whether it was language, whether it was history, was math, whatever. Notice how the things that you weren't really good at, you tended to not like. Then you got that magical, pardon me, magical teacher that opens you up. and allowed you to get it. I mean, I just judge backups, man. Judge people who don't play the entire game, but when they play, they don't make mistakes. I mean, I just think it's so amazing. Now, this is the – I'm pumped up beyond imagine. You can imagine for this game because it's the Steelers. And they don't travel lightly. They travel like a mob. So not only do you get the black and gold on the field, you get the black and gold. They take over your city. And the counter to that, and get B. Mitch, Smoot, all the boys, the vets, the legends that came up with the idea of the burgundy towel. So it'll be burgundy and gold towel. It won't be just be the terrible, the gold towels. You're going to see it all going. And Northwest Stadium is going to be the spot. It's going to be crazy because our fans, you know, we're just not going to get punked in the stands. So it's going to be competitive. In a good way. This ain't no thug. They're no gang. The Steelers fans, they're classy. I mean, it's not like New England fans that are they're the rottenest group I've seen. This is a class ass group, but they're gonna see it. It's gonna be nice.
Much better than the fans in Eastern Pennsylvania. That's for sure.
Well, we don't even discuss. They're not even credible to be discussed. I don't even discuss them. Because I'm not blaming them because of the gutless law authorities that allow them to thug up people, to abuse people. That's embarrassing. But we got some things that are out of our control. I can't deal with that. Everybody's not going to be healthy all the time. So if Trent Scott to step up, don't know where what's happening with Andrew Wiley. I don't know if Andrew Wiley is going to be able to play. And, oh, did I mention you're playing Count Dracula? Because what? Oh, my goodness. This brother is so dynamic that even though he's the enemy, it's a delight to see him work. Sometimes you need to see a freak at work to understand what we're trying to get to. He's not doing anything illegal. It's all this terrific effort, passion. He works on his craft. And it's really something to see. Now, my guy, and I'm going to ask you that at 1-800-636-1067, we're going to try to chip in and say, how to move the pocket, to disguise schemes, and to block Watt in a number of different ways. And, of course, our tight ends who've been excellent. And Ertz, Bates, and Sennett, I mean, just really ride-or-die guys. And our backs. Now, you don't have the eight car. And here's the one dilemma. How good are we without the great eight? And no, I mean, there's only one, Ovechkin. About B-Rob. And let me not ever say that again. B-Rob is up and comer. Love the brother. But we got to be able to play without him. I thought we lost some punch against the Ravens without him. So C's got to pick that up. Eckler, I mean, this brother has Hall of Fame results. He's that good. Heroes come from all over the place, man. But it's got to be somebody. Somebody. McNichols, whomever. It doesn't matter who. We just got to get the job done. But excited. I mean, Max, this is the biggest game of the year for this group. This is that game. This is the one that puts hair on your chest.
Is it not the next one?
No, dude, because the next one ain't up. Is this?
Yes, yeah, you're right. DQ has
it can't
been...
be one that you ain't in.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're right. He's been preaching the one game at a time for all season, and it seems to be working great.
Well, because that's the only way you can approach it. If not, you end up like the past regimes we've had here, dreamers. dreamers. This is the way it is, because you don't even know who's going to play next week, because you don't know who's going to survive this week on either side. Let's get out to Billy out in Annandale. Billy.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
Man, I'm doing great, because this is the weekend that I have not taken a call from Big Tony all week. I don't want to hear from him.
Yeah,
but I know that after this
you.
Week, I won't have to hear from him for the rest of the year. And it just tickles me.
Yeah, good. We don't want to hear from Big Tony either.
That's right.
Yeah, listen, here's my question. Coaching matters. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, here's my question to you. Mm-hmm. Who has done coaching up Daron Payne? It seems like that Alabama Bull's been neutered.
No, I don't necessarily think he's been neutered. I think he is, first of all, he's healthy, playing with him, and he's playing the defense. And people around him are playing up. That unit has not played down. That unit's played up.
They
and if he holds up his end, beg your pardon?
They can't stop. I'm sorry to interrupt. That was rude. They can't stop the run, though.
That's true.
2 years ago.
No, that's
2 true.
2 years
ago, Payne was the world beater. He gets his contract, and now it seems like he's been neutered.
Well, you know what? Maybe the word neutered.
2 years ago, that was raising Cain.
Yeah, you know? I can't argue that. Can't argue that, because the scheme overall as to how they've defended the run is right. You are right on that. They have not necessarily gotten the results. I think the pressure has kind of picked up. I think looking at Newton, I think he's done well. I think
He's a bull.
Yeah, Big Phil. I think Big Phil has flashed. I just thought some new people have actually done pretty well in the absence of John Allen. I thought they blended out. But results are everything. And you know what? Whatever they had done in the past don't mean squat. Because if they don't do it Sunday, that's all that matters. And Najee, he ain't no joke. He's coming off three consecutive 100-yard efforts. So I'm with you
on
that
one. He's a beast.
You win that one.
He's a beast.
You're right.
Hell, Doc, keep up the good work. I love you, buddy.
Hey, Billy, I appreciate you, man. Let's keep it real. As long as we keep it real, we do what we're supposed to do. K-9 for life. Bonesy.
Yeah.
Southeast, what up?
Hey, what's going on, my main man, Doc Walker? Hey, Doc, you know,
we have
a multitude of playmakers on this present Burgundy and Gold team. I'm not concerned about the game going into tomorrow, because I really believe that the playmakers that we have are going to show up. I ain't even worried about the fact that B-Rob is not playing, you understand, because this gives C-Rod an opportunity to shine, you know. So I'm putting all my confidence in Cliff Kingsbury, you understand, Dan Quinn, you understand, the defense and the offense. They're going to produce. We're going to show up. The fans going to be in the building, you understand. We're going back to old RFK style, and we're going to rock this thing, man, and bring this W on in, Doc. And I will definitely be in there. Thanks for taking my call. I love you. I said what I said. All them warm weather people, man, they can just stop calling in, man. Peace.
Appreciate that, K-9. Bonesy, let's take a break, and then you know what we're going to do? Because he's been a warrior for close to 30 years. It is still a week. We'll take a break. We come back. Big Tony. Big Tony is off lockdown, and he will join Overtime. Back in a moment.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The fact that you have a level of consistency. And the Steelers, over the last decade, hey, let's face it, folks, they're 500. They're never below 500. You know where they're going to be. That middle of the pack thing has been there. Now, for true Steeler Nation, that is somewhat of an insult. Our next guest right now has represented that in the DMV for the last decade. And now he gets a shot to make amends. And we welcome him to the broadcast. Big Tony.
What's going on, dog father? Hey, look here,
hey, man. Yeah, I look forward to this week.
Hey, Slim, look here. I've known you 30-something years, and I could never, ever say we could play y'all in the Super Bowl. I mean, it could actually happen. We could play y'all in the Super Bowl. This is finally, after 30 years, Doc Walker, I could actually say we could actually play y'all in the Super Bowl because y'all actually got a little team going together. I mean, dude, seriously? You're the only team that hasn't won a – what?
You're right. We're not garbage.
Okay, but check it out, though, Doc. This is what I'm about to tell all you fans out there. I'm not going to the game. I have my tickets, but I can't watch in public. Doc, you know I don't answer my phone. I can't be around people. Now, check it out, folks. Doc Walker, when you pull up to the stadium tomorrow, you cannot bring your Mercedes or your Maybach or your Rolls Royce or whatever. You got to be in your pickup truck. You got to come in a U-Haul like we used to go to the Go-Go, Doc. We used to go in the Go-Go in the U-Haul truck, about 20 deep in the back, hands taped up, Timberlands on, brass knuckles under the gloves. We was ready for war. You cannot come in there looking all fancy. You got to come to a fight. Doc, you can't be – you. As a man once told me, you got to put a little hot sauce in your grits. You got to put a little Jack Daniels in your Cheerios. You got to put a little Hennessy in your Cap'n Crunch. That's the kind of day. You can't be eating croissants and sunny side up, Doc. You got to get for real. And you got to bring the canines. It's going to be – as a man once – it's going to be a manhood issue, Doc Walker. So don't be coming in soft as a marshmallow or you know, crazy as a rat lizard, as a man once told me. Doc, you got to bring it. Now, here's the way that the Commanders could get him. Hit him with the screen game and hit a running back out the backfield. Last time we played Eckler, I think he hit us for 4 touchdowns, and they were all out the backfield on swing joints. But that was long ago. That was with Herbert and them. But other than that, Doc, hey, man, don't be a stranger. And when I call that show – after the game tomorrow, you tell that fathead kid to let me on.
We respect all callers that call the Burgundy and Gold postgame show, okay?
Man, that Bama won't let me on to save his life, Doc. I've been first in line and can't get on.
Well, he's a New York Giants fan, so don't take that up with him. But
I'm talking about Linnell Willingham.
Oh, you're talking about Lowell?
Yeah, I'm talking about Lowell.
Okay, well,
that's the chump that won't let me on.
Well, he is. You won't have to worry about him. We He won't be a factor.
But look here,
you
Doc.
You can check on him in the end game.
Hey, look, in all seriousness, don't let us we already going to take over the stadium because my dudes already bought the damn tickets back in way as soon as the schedule came out. They already bought the joints. So it's going to be a takeover once again. And please don't let them onside kick you, man, just for old time's sake, man. You have
goodbye.
A good one, Slim.
Say goodbye. Now we get back to real talk at 1-800-636-1067. Coach Vic in Akakee.
Doc, what's up, man?
You know what time it is, man. It's winning time.
It's definitely winning time. So I was listening to Dan this week, and he was talking about they were asking him how is it or what can we do to stop passes getting behind us, getting beat just in front of the safeties or just behind the linebackers, particularly I think it was Theo Johnson playing on the hash and maybe some crossing patterns from the league neighbors. And I was talking about this on the Craig Offense show. Craig didn't agree with me, but it's okay. And I was saying that when we're in a 43, it gives us a chance to cover the whole field. For our listeners, for your listeners, Doc, that's three linebackers and a four down lineman up front. Sometimes you can walk your safety down, so you can call it a 4-2-5 because the guy that's walking, third guy that's walking down is particularly a defensive back, so he's not traditionally a linebacker, but he's still in the same alignment. So what I was saying was, when you get play action, you may get a down block from the guard, may get a down block from the tackle, and get it, which really makes a double team, and then the end may be free, and someone will maybe a guard may pull.
Vic, you realize you done lost 80% of the audience, right?
I got.
There's
I
only
got
ten. There's only about 10% of y'all that understand anything that you just said.
I got you. So
most of our audience is listening to the wager. They don't give a damn. First of all, people don't even know half the stuff you and Hoffman talk about anyway, because they don't understand the game from that level. Very few people do. So when you go hard coach, you just lose most of your audience because you and I both know so few people that ever listen to this stuff have ever participated in it. They have no idea what you're talking
about. So
if you don't simplify it, if you don't simplify it, they'll never learn it because they're not in it for that. They're in it because they're betting, they got a fantasy guy, and they don't care who wins. They care if they win. The guys like you and me, we're a dying breed. Now, there are a lot of us who care about winning the game. That's the only people I'm talking to. I need people that care about winning the game, period.
I got you.
And hate everybody we play. But we are a small minority. I'm telling you, it's dwindling away. So I'm just telling you that so that when you do your thing, and I love it, but we got to teach the rest of these people because they don't give a damn. It's personal to them.
Right.
Now we got this new wave now that follow the W who, like you and me, they yearn for the pad. They want to win. They want to be champions. They don't want to be participants. Remember when all this garbage started 20, 30 years ago about participation trophies and let's give Timmy something just because he's on the damn team? Well, this is what happened. This is the result. This is the result. So now you got to go through the audience to find out, do you understand why we're doing this? We're doing this because we want to win the game.
Yeah.
We want to beat the opponent. We want to strut our stuff and be champions. That's what I'm fighting, Vic. That's what, if we don't do this, they'll never know what it was like.
Yeah,
we've had all these liars and cheats, con artists come through this market and rip the market off, selling a boatload of garbage. And finally, we got people in here who get it. We got coaches, GM, owner. We got the right formula. We got the right formula.
Right.
Now we got to teach the people how to support it. And if they will simply come out the Northwest Stadium get them burgundy towels and go at, and in a non-violent sense, go after Still a Nation and support these kids. Vic, we got a chance because we got competitive freaks who don't know how to lose.
Agreed.
That's all I'm saying.
So
I'm just saying how I feel.
I got you, Doc. So I'm going to get to the point. I'm going to get to it quick. Okay. So when you got the outside backer there, when he reads that, he's got to step towards that. He's got to sit on the outside leg of the defensive end. But when he reads play action and says, whoa, I got to get out of there. I got to drop to the flat with my eyes to what with the first receiver over there, the middle linebacker has to step to the direction, but he can't step all the way over there because then he's going to be out of his zone when he reads play action. So he can bail. He can bail out of there with his eyes to the quarterback and eyes left to right to what's coming in his face. And when he bails, that window gets tighter for the quarterback. So anything that's crossing his face or anything that's running by, trying to run behind him, and that's what makes the window tighter for us to stop that or apprehend the offense trying to do what they want to do and get it behind our linebackers when there's play action. So when Dan said that this week on the press conference, and he said this is when that usually happens, what I'm saying is, Joe, we can run a traditional defense. We don't got to be super sexy. You said this a couple weeks ago, Doc. We don't got to be super sexy on every front and with every formation and with every terminology on the defense. Just do what works. Do what works with your athletes. Do what works with your linebackers. Do what works with your down linemen. Now, I'm going to close with this, Doc. If we lose to the Steelers with some of the things that I just talked about, not being able to read and recognize a play action, not being able to read and recognize and fill gaps, not being able to read and recognize and take away routes, Ron Rivera is most likely going to tweet and say, I beat the Steelers when they had the best record in the NFL. I beat the Steelers when they were telling us we were going to get smashed by the Steelers. I beat the Steelers, and I got fired. So there's no reason in the world with the personnel we have now on defense that we should lose to the Steelers tomorrow.
I hope you're right, brother. Appreciate that. We're going to break. That's Coach Ack. Coach Vic, hey, man, it's conviction. I love the passion. Folks, we got to make up our mind. We got an opportunity of a lifetime. These kids are giving you everything they have. This is the right staff. This is the right management. This is the right ownership. Everything is set up. All we got to do now is go out here and fire and go get after it. We're going to get after it right here on The Fan. Stay with us. You got a horse in the race on this collegiate football Saturday?
I'm not going to lie. It's always fun to watch Dabo Swinney lose. Just because I feel like he fell bass-ackwards into Trevor Lawrence. Well, Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson, kind of. And
I don't know. They had a hell of a program. I was there doing it his first year in the SEC, in the ACC.
The lack of desire to adapt is really what it's adapt or die, and Dabo refuses to adapt.
Well, he held strong to his principles. And it's almost like, at what point do you say that if it had worked, he'd have been a trailblazer?
This is true. And Klubnik, credit to him, has looked pretty dang good most of the season. So,
yeah, I mean, he the fine line about it, haven't been there his first year, had good principles and tough guy. And the program seemed clean and loved the passion that, you know, Clemson has for his program. Jim Spiros, good friend, was on our Super Bowl staff, assistant strength and conditioning coach, great entrepreneur, restaurateur now in Virginia. You got to have his, I just think he's a good dude. And, but you're right, went with that principle, hey, man. You know, we're not doing the portal well. You know what? I remember Coach K was saying some things he wasn't going to do. And guess what? He adapted.
Exactly.
He adapted to it, you know. And it's like, so always kind of admire people who stay within what they believe but don't die by it. you know, that they say, you know what? Maybe there's another way to skin the cat. Get back on top of the mountain. Like Kay did. See, Kay said, no, no, we don't do it that way. Then he said, well, after further review, then came back and did what? Dominated. You know, came back and dominated. So that's what makes it, you know, cool. Because removing freshmen, now the game has changed to the point where you're basically recruiting people that have already been in systems. So the whole landscape, everything has changed. We're just scratching the surface because it's the first time for us. This 12-team race in college is going to be mind-boggling. Do you realize that Alabama LSU is tonight?
Yeah.
And we're not losing our minds over it?
Well, some of us are. Some of us aren't.
I'm just saying, because you know why? Because it's not the end of it.
Right.
There you go.
It's not an elimination game. Which makes me like, I'm a big fan, a big proponent of this 12-team playoff. I was watching the ratings reveal on Tuesday night, and it was, it's very interesting with how they're seeding it, but I it's kind of shocking to me that Bama's a two-loss team and still in it, but the name carries a lot of weight. So.
But you know why.
Yeah, name carries a lot of weight.
Now, so not only the name, but I believe they could actually beat people in the game if they match up.
Yeah.
See, it's one thing to be called like name, but okay, so now if you had to actually play somebody in the big game, do you not think Alabama could win it?
Yeah, no,
win
you're
the game?
You're absolutely right. I
thank you.
Bama, yeah, Bama
it ain't like Miami. Win. Like as much as I love you. But until they win a big game, you know who they remind me of then? Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State. It's the perfect deal. At some point, I think it's a little bit in jest the way Ohio State treats their coach. Then I start thinking, Slim, they got the bar that high. Get out of their business. Because Urban Meyer said it. So once somebody proves they can do something, who are me, who are you, to step in and tell them they're wrong? I love it when the bar is set that high. Now what you going to do about it? I mean, the Penn State record, and that's why the greatest job this year, what is going on in Indiana football, that gives us all hope. Washington, the Commanders. Indiana, Hoosiers. Same parallel track, baby. The only thing is that we got a greater history there in basketball history, got football history, but this is what it's all about, man. Don't let nobody put you in a hole, pigeonhole you, or sell you on a bunch of crap. This crew, you know what these people have done here in less than 1 year? I know it's almost amazing, isn't it? After being sold a bill of crap about what you had to wait on, how long it was going to take. How do you like him now? How long is this taking? Right guy, right appraiser, get the right people in the room and go to work. Go to work. And we haven't even seen, the best is yet to come. Do you realize, Max, we're just getting started.
I know.
This is not the end of the road. We're just getting started. Mitchell in New Jersey. Welcome to overtime. Mitch going once. All right, let's go to John out in Oklahoma.
Hey, Doc. Thanks.
Hey, John, what up?
Hey, man. That guy called in earlier about the Steelers talking all that smack. Don't worry. I know you don't worry anyway, but he ain't going to call Sunday. Don't worry.
That ain't Big Tony, man. Big Tony, he won't even be at the game. How can you respect a man that claims to be Big Steeler Tony, and he's not even going to be at the game,
when
his team is an out-of-state team, and on a rare appearance, he's broadcasting that he's not going to be at the game.
He only come around once every 4 years.
Yeah. Hey, Doc, listen, they brought that little 11-game winning streak. I think we went to their house 3 years ago and snapped that off with 30 players that we didn't even have back then. So much different team than back then. Hey, and the head-to-head, I just wanted to look up the head-to-head, 43-33-3. We owned them. They got out of the East when the merger came in like 70. They got out. So head-to-head.
We've already wasted too much time talking about Big Tony. It's a waste of time.
I know it. Hey, Doc, Sunday. Sunday, babe. Sunday. I'll call you Sunday. Thanks for having me call,
brother.
Doc.
Appreciate that.
Later, you welcome.
Max, we got time to get to Alexandria?
Sure.
Arthur.
What's going on, Doc? How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, you know what time it is. I'm doing fantastic because I can't wait for kickoff. I'm simply breathing. I'm taking short breaths.
Hey, look, man.
Anticipation.
I already know. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to my son. He turned 5 today. Happy birthday, AJ Jr. I love you. But, you know, I'm coming in. I'm not even thinking negative. You know, like you said, we got a brand-new system, a brand-new scheme. We've been sold a bunch of crap for the past 20-some-odd years, and we're doing this in less than, what, 4 months? And it's, what, week 10? I believe we're going to knock the Steelers off. You know, no disrespect to Coach Tomlin and what he got going on, but we got the right staff. Yeah. We got a good group of players, offense and defense. We got a young quarterback that is very intelligent. And if you listen to the way he's talking and to the reporters at the post game or after the victory game, you can tell he's a sharp dude. And, you know, I just know we're going to go in and knock them people off. And I'm just happy to see that the Washington Commanders are actually going out and playing football. And, you know, to hear the good post-game report when I listen to you, you know, because you've been going off for some years. And now it's like you get to fall back and chill, you know, because we actually going out there and landing on the line for the fans. So, you know, I just know we're going to come away with the W, and that's just what it is, man. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Nothing wrong with that, man. You got to believe in it. But again, we're just vocal support. The guys who put their hand in the dirt, they got to do the heavy lifting. And I trust them. Now, you at Northwest Stadium, you're being challenged by 30,000 minimum, black and gold. They're not bragging. It's just automatic for them. This is who they are. And they don't care what the season states. They're not doing this for you. This is who they are. It's how we used to operate. We're getting back to that. It was automatic. So Big Tony's not talking trash. This is facts. Fortunately for us, their fans don't play. It's not a game with them. It's the players. And they're generating momentum. And they're a different team with Russ. It gives them the ability. But, you know, every team in the NFL. Carolina won last week. I think we know enough now. Let's not embarrass ourselves. It's the NFL. They ain't no damn. You with it, Max? So on that, think about that upset. Ain't no damn upset. It's the NFL. Everybody can win on every week. Bring your A game or you might get your head tore off. Back in a moment. Welcome back. Overtime. Saturday. College football. Getting ready for our Hokies to go to battle, man. It's been strong. It's going to be a lot of action going all the way through the evening. Getting ready for tomorrow. Mitchell in New Jersey, I think, is back with us before we end this first hour. Mitchell, how are you? Mitch,
don't do it again.
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
Go,
I apologize. This Washington's it was an exciting team. All thanks to Jalen Daniels. He's kind of like Lamar. I mean, I don't even think Baltimore has a wide receiver as good as Washington does in McLean, but Jalen Daniels, he's rookie of the year. I think they should win. I think either it's Wilson or Josh Fields will be scratching their heads because they're on one-year contracts. I think Washington's got this team, an exciting team, and, of course, we're going to have a great – I hate these games on Thursdays, but Washington-Philadelphia, that's another great matchup. I know one game at a time. And what do you think about Farrell? I think he's come along. I hope he gets more playing time. We'll just see some tackles and sacks come from him too. I'm beginning to love this line, but it all starts with James.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to play. I don't forecast the future. He's got a knee. We'll see. Whoever plays, I support. I deal with one game, the first game, only game, and we'll see what happens. And I trust that things are going well with you. See, you can take it all the way through the whole season if you like to, and there's nothing wrong with what you're doing. I can't function that way because I have no idea who's going to even be available. And I don't do, you know, we'll just see what happens. But as always, Mitch, always appreciate hearing from you. And I hope your favorite teams win. We're moving up against the first ending an hour. And it's going to even get better and better. We charge into the 1 o'clock hour. I have a question, a little question to answer for all of you. Who do you think is key, the key to victory? I want to hit you with that on the other side of the hour. Who is the key to victory for the Burgundy and Gold? Because honestly, that's all I give a hoot about. But who's got to really play their behinds off in order for Washington to win the game? And that's important. And we know that there's a lot of different matchups. It's not just about just one particular person. But then again, sometimes it is. And oftentimes, it's someone other than the quarterback. And I think you know where I'm going with this. Let's find out on the other side. Maximilian, hey man, nobody does it like Max. Holla. And looking with those before you have had to go through 20 years of torture.
I know. It's...
Do you feel guilty?
No, because I also had to go through that same 20 years of torture for my entire childhood. Not one happy moment associated with this team until the Bears game, which I don't think I told you I was in attendance for, which it was one of the craziest moments of my life.
Oh, no. Listen, okay, hook a brother up.
Yeah, dude. So my buddy's mom got season tickets because he took her to a game, and she was like, hey, why not? So she took me and my mom. We all went. It was a great time, great game. The second it turned in the fourth quarter and the Bears were just kind of marching down the field, I just kind of sat in my seat, hung my head as you know, a downtrodden fan can only do. And that last play was, there was a bunch of Bears fans in the section talking all sorts of, like, where y'all going? Where's everybody going? Bye, beat the traffic. And then it happened, and the stadium just exploded. Somebody said the ghost of Dan Snyder was exorcised from the stadium that night. And I think I saw it. I saw the ghost just fly off, gone forever. So I think we're finally through the Dan Snyder era and the last of it.
Well, that's a memory that you'll have
for the rest of my life, man.
Yeah, me and AMAC, we had callers.
Oh yeah, dude.
I was listening. Yeah, and they didn't have to be honest. They could lie. They didn't. Those that left, because I wanted to know, I love about our fan base, they're honest people. They left and came back and got involved in it and admitted that they left and swore they would, that'll never happen again.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that night was unbelievable. It was just so special. And I felt like garbage the whole game because two touchdowns taken off the board, field goals. I was playing it on X with the K9 community. And I was telling them throughout the game, I got a bad feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You leave this many points off the board, it usually comes back to haunt you. Now,
always.
I was feeling so relieved because let's not forget the lowest moment I've had. Seldom embarrassed by it, but I was embarrassed that night.
Yeah, when that happened, it was like a nothing has changed. You were back to square one.
Yeah.
Type loss.
Well, I knew we got conned. That was a ripoff.
Yeah.
That was a point where it was a shell game, and we got taken. That's when I knew it was a con game. It was all of it was a lie.
It was a farce.
It was smoke and mirrors. You come back in, and with the valuables you thought were real, no, they're all forged. It's all forged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got taken. We got robbed.
Yeah, we did.
We got robbed. These people were the best con artists you've ever seen. And you got left holding the bag. You dead broke. Stations, they want us in 12 personnel. They want us in all kind of different things. I trust Cliff Kingsbury. I'll let him do what he does. We no longer have to coach from the sidelines. We actually have coaches. We got people. No doubt about it. Mr. Montgomery says the offensive line has to win their matchups as we win this game. We will get more sacks for sure. I am so confident in the D-line, not giving Russ enough time to kill us with the deep ball. That is Mr. Montgomery on X. Can I borrow a dollar? Might be one of the best captions I've seen on X. Both teams, well coached, but we have the best player on the field, Jaden Daniels. When's the last time, Mac, you heard that? Huh?
2012. It doesn't go back that far. But there were a lot of great players at that time. A lot of generational Hall of Famers that I don't think Robert was better than. And yeah. Given everything I have seen to this point, it's only 10 games. So, I'm going to say first ballot Hall of Famer, which is just ridiculous to put on this kid after 10 games. But
oh, man, yeah. Let him win a Super Bowl.
Exactly. Correct.
Yeah, that'll take care of play. Travis, you and I think alike, man. We do. Every game is important. Raise hell. Some people in the fan base saying this game is not that important. Look, it's human nature. We all know that the Eagle game is coming up next and it's in the division. You're not wrong to sense the value that the Eagle game within the division has. I get that. You're not wrong for that. But I think that if you stay true to the formula, our formula of success is to stay locked in. We have a pretty formidable opponent in front of us. It's not like we should have any room to be peeking around a corner. Let's handle the black and gold issue. I know this to be a fact. We'd rather play a game than practice. So the short week, yeah, if you're nicked, it's a pain in the rear end. No doubt about it. But if you poll most guys, Thursday night or Thursday practice, give me the game. It's gonna be fun though. Can you imagine, man? I love the back. I mean, that really has my attention now. So I'm not trying to squeeze him back in. I'm not holding him out for the Eagles. I need him out till he's ready. Because if you don't want this to be something you're dealing with every week, that's not good. Not for a horse. Like you need him to be your horse. Bad strategy. Not good. That's why you have a 53-man roster. C-Rod, let's roll, C. McNichols, let's go. Look at the guys like Zacchaeus, Noah Brown. I think Luke McCaffrey's going to be that dude this week. I really believe that.
I've been betting on him to score a touchdown every week, and I will continue to do it until it hits.
Keep it up. Especially this week. I'm with you. If I were, and when I retire from football and I'm going to just do fantasy and I'm just going to do wage, that's all I'm going to do. But, so you play with who you play with. And just hope that we play better. Now, Tyler Badass, need him out there. Allegretti, Cosme, the Fab Five, as I call them. I need them big boys bouncing. And you're going to deal with what? I like us to see generational players so that we understand how to expand our expectations. We always trying to give somebody a bag. I want a person actually looks like. Because y'all need to really elevate your levels to really get it as to what it means. After you watch Watt work, the way he works, The next time somebody runs around talking about a bag, make sure they have similar work traits. That's all I'm saying. Because we have definitely given away way too much on the earnings part. We're way too generous. And based on the results that you...
Is everything.
You're in last place. You know what? Last place. Ask the Giants. They're in last place now. What do you hear about them? I bet you nobody over there is comfortable.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of people calling for Brian Daboll's job. That's
for
sure.
I wonder how many people over there are playing golf. I can always tell when I'm surrounded around a losing environment. People got their damn golf bag in the back seat. Okay. I wish I had some clout over there. I catch you in a golf bag in the back and you in last place, and I'd be wearing your ass out with a 9-iron. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, it was simple. It was so simple. The signs were so obvious. But now, it's the complete opposite. That's why I believe anything is possible with this group. Anything's possible. And so, that's what the exciting part.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, we'll see how we game plan for him. Stretching the field, Russ's ability to stretch the field gives them a little bit more leeway in the run game.
Yeah, but Russ is not as quick a foot as he once was.
No, and we just got to make him uncomfortable, get him kind of moving.
There you go.
And once you get him moving, that's really where he'll make his mistakes.
We got time for Jonesy?
Sure, we can get Jonesy in.
K-9, welcome home.
Doc, how you feeling? Keeper of the K-9s. Listen up, man. The assignment is simple for tomorrow, and we got to stop Russ from scoring it by any means necessary. We don't want him running around. We don't want him throwing the ball. We just want him on the ground each and every time we look at him. If his jersey number is completely dirty, it means he probably had a rough day. With all that being said and other news, I just want the W. Every game is important. No game should be taken lightly. Oh, this game is not important. Oh, yes, it is. It's important. Oh, yeah. It's just one. It's important as it is getting to the next game. So a W is required out of tomorrow, and just like I would like to have one on Thursday, too. But let's take care of tomorrow first, and then we can move on. Other than that, man, that's all I got for you. Win tomorrow. Oh, and I'll be out there at the stadium pooping and hollering with Jackie. From
have
Chris.
Your burgundy towel.
With the burgundy towel, baby. Yeah.
You got it.
Okay. I'm
appreciate
out,
you, dude. Nothing but love for you. Hey, man, that's the crew, man. K-9. They be out there. I love it. And, again, I have nothing but respect. I mean, I can't stand Big Tony, but I have nothing but respect for Steeler Nation, man. And I don't think there's anybody that likes Big Tony. But we all, and I'm sure it's just a small percentage of the fan base that has crossed the line. They cross the line way too often. And when you do that with women and children, the whole thing, but again, blame the people who don't enforce rules, not the people that don't enforce the fact that they break them. So, and then the Giants, and now that we've swept, you know how cool it is? We took the broom out for the – when's the last time we swept an opponent?
The last time we swept the Giants was like 2001.
I can't even remember 2001. Yeah. On that, that's some food for thought. The broom out for the Giants. Who's next? Stay with us. We'll be right back. Big plans on this beautiful Saturday afternoon and getting close. The game day, man. The field, the vibe that's going on. Shout out to the Turtles. Locks, number one ranked. Always don't drink and drive. You sound. I know you've placed all your wagers intact.
Yes, I only got one today because I'm trying to just kind of keep it a little bit safer than usual. I'm on Indiana by two touchdowns, minus 13.5, and then I got Bama minus 2.5. I think they thump LSU today. I don't believe in Garrett Nussmeier. I just don't.
Well, hey, you know what you're doing because you do your homework.
He doesn't pass the eye test, Doc. It's that simple to me.
Well, again, you got a formula. You got a formula. You can't be like LaWell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.